Hi, good evening, everybody. Mordechai Polansker here, discussing Parshas Lech Lecha. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's focus on the Parsha will be at the latter end of the Parsha, where we find that after the battle of the four and five kings, to which Avram participated, killing several people, as he was known as a warrior in his time, as much as he was a Baal Chesed, although for some reason or another, our rabbis don't tend to focus heavily on his abilities to 1 second. On his abilities to use weapons for his advantage. We don't know. We are told stories that Avraham Avinu threw sand, and the sand, you know, was like arrows and spears. We don't know exactly what that means. We're told that he goes down with 318 men, but then we're told that that meant that he went down with Eliezer, which is a gematria of 318. So it sounds like Avraham Avinu was also a commando. He was able to handle great amounts of adversaries at one point in time and overcome them, overwhelm them, either through mystical powers or through brute strength. The elements of brute strength are not clearly accentuated, and they're not really developed. I can't really find much to talk about this in that arena. However, it says in the Pasuk, right before the Aliyah ends, toward the latter end of the Parsha, that Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'Yoyin, V'Hu Koyin Lekel Yon, and Malki Tzedek brings out Lechem and Yoyin, and V'Hu Koyin Lekel Yon. So Rashi immediately tells us that there's a couple different things happening over here. Number one, the reason why they brought out bread and wine is because ceremoniously, after people are busy killing one another, it saps all their strength, because killing is obviously not an easy thing to do. And so the rite of passage, or so to speak, was to take out bread and wine, which would allow folks to regain their strength. It was just eating and drinking, and that's what they had at their disposal. So that's what they ate, and that's what they drank. The second explanation by Rashi tells us that Malki Tzedek is talking to who else but Shem ben Noach, because it says, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. If you take the first letters of Melech Shalem, it spells out Shem backwards. So he was talking to Shem ben Noach, and we know that Noach was 10 generations prior to Avram. If Shem is who we are talking, as Rashi tells us, then he's 9 generations his senior, which means that Malki Tzedek was an elderly individual at that time, but he was also the ancestor of Avram Avinu himself. And when Avram Avinu went to fight against the four and five kings, he ended up killing some of his ancestors who were descendants of Shem. And so, you know, obviously anybody who takes arms against Avraham Avinu, once Avraham Avinu gets into the middle of the fight, Hashem has already declared him to be the Av Hamon Goyim, so he's definitely going to survive. Those who fight and challenge him will not survive. And so there were many people who perished at the hands of Avraham Avinu. Again, we don't know how they perished, but we know that they did not survive facing off against Avraham Avinu. And so, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, he brings out bread and water. Why? In order to symbolize that the end of the war, which took the lives of his own children and grandchildren, who were, ironically, the ancestors of Avraham Avinu, deserved to die in battle because they faced off against Avraham Avinu. It sounds circular, but that's exactly what transpired. And Malki Tzedek is telling him, listen, I have no hard feelings against you for killing my children, who are your ancestors, because, as we know, war is not pretty. Nobody would ever say that there's glory in war. Maybe people get a sense of glory when they see a uniform, but they have no idea that when people are in the midst of battle, they're not wearing a pretty uniform. They're dressed in their fatigues, and usually the most comfortable type of dress that they can find, and it's not always pretty. So war is horrible. In fact, I remember my father, Al-Hashem, when he came back from Korea, he was a medic, and I said to him, you know, it was Purim one year, and I said, you know, Dad, it would be great if I can use your uniform to walk around the streets, you know, to show, you know, he was a medic, so I can show, like, hey, look, I'm a doctor, and I have this beautiful uniform. And he said, no. As a medic, he saw a lot of amputations. He saw a lot of things that disturbed, that really bothered him. As a pharmacist, he was trained to administer medicine and to help those with morphine drips and other types of medicine, inoculations from tuberculosis and other types of diseases that were bred overseas and within camps. But he held on to so much, but the uniform is one of the things he didn't hold on to. He had other memorabilia from the war that he brought back with him that reminded him of the good times, a lot of pictures and a lot of, you know, military citations. But the uniform itself troubled him. So he wasn't able to hold on to it for whatever reason. But here we find that Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem tells Avraham Avinu, let's have some bread, let's have some wine. Let's make bygones be bygones, and whatever was in the past was. All the deaths that were that people, you know, experienced during the war, all that is in the past now. Let's just move on together. So that's the second explanation. The third explanation is that he takes out bread and wine, and he tells Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem B'Yayin. He tells Avraham Avinu, he says, this is a meeting of two great people. The first great person is Malki Tzedek, because he's a Kohen. We didn't know, in fact, that up until this point that there were Kohanim. We know that in the future there will be Kohanim. So maybe Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem is telling him, listen, I'm Shem Ben Noach. I have a Chavrusa, Shem and Aver. This is a yeshiva that eventually your grandchild, Yaakov Avinu, is going to learn. He's going to learn a yeshiva, Shem Ben Aver. That's my yeshiva. But I'm telling you, Avraham Avinu, you're so involved in your chesed. You run in the morning, you run at night. When do you have time to learn? So, and Avraham Avinu turns to Malki Tzedek, and he understands this is what Malki Tzedek's life is all about. And Malki Tzedek learns from Avraham Avinu the need of chesed, that Avraham Avinu is doing chesed, but he's not learning enough, right? So the Rebbe says, you're saying good, now say better. So the other way is, that you learn that you're learning so much, but you're not doing enough chesed. So that's the story of Shem. That's the story of Shem ben Noach. He learned so much that he wasn't involved outside. He wasn't doing the chesed that Avraham Avinu was involved with his whole life. So what is the meaning then of this lechem and yayin? Is there a deeper meaning? So we know, and I heard this from a shiur from Rabbi Mansour many years ago. This limud is very powerful. That it says actually in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis, I believe it's 152 in Shabbos, where it tells you that up until 40 years of age, a person should eat a lot of bread, and after 40 years, he should drink a lot of wine. So what does that mean? That there are two modes of life. The first is the person says, I'm very young, so let me enjoy my life. When I get older, I'll learn. And I'll do what I got. I'll learn. I'll retire. Life won't be so stressful. The other person says, "You know what? I'll learn now, and when I get older, that's when I'll relax." So there's two different limudim. So Shem ben Noach is telling him, "Hotzi lechem v'yayin." Lechem we know is only good when it's fresh. I was just talking to my wife. You know, bread is great when it's fresh. It's nothing better than fresh bread. So he's telling him that the time to learn is when it's fresh in your mind and it's able to be digested and it's easy and it's fun and it's enjoyable. So you take advantage of your time when you're young and you enjoy the bread, because after a couple of weeks, after a couple of days, the bread could turn into a rock and you can throw it through a window because it's not edible. Yayin is the opposite. Yayin is only good after many years. Yayin Yashan, in fact, the Gematria of Yayin is 70. So if a person lives until 70 years, right, we say in Begur Shmonim Shana, Yemeshon or Sayin Bahem Shivim Shana. So generally a person lives to 70 years of age. So wherever you are, you have to subtract, this is the amount of years that you have left. So Yayin is really good at the end. So what is it saying? That in the end I'll learn. But in my springtime, in my young years, I'll be happy, you know, to enjoy myself. So lecha means I'm learning in the early years, I'm forgetting my learning in the later years. Yayin means I'm not learning in my early years, but I am enjoying my learning in the latter years. The fact that Malki Tzedek brought out both, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, he's teaching him that you have to learn every single day. And you also have to balance that with Chesed. It's not enough to simply learn. You also have to be a well-balanced individual. You can't be too extreme. And what did Avraham Avinu take out of Malki Tzedek? Huko Emekel Elyon. This is a guy who's busy learning all the time. He's never doing enough Chesed. So when you meet great people, you take something away from it. And what is it that you take away? I'm so involved in Chesed, I should also make time for my learning. And that's what Avraham Avinu took out of it. What did Malki Tzedek take out of it? I'm so busy learning, I don't do Chesed like Avraham Avinu. So that's what it says, Bahar Hashem Yira'ez, now we transition to the last end of the Shir, where we say that Malki Tzedek called Shalem, Yerushalayim, he called it Shalem. And Avraham Avinu called the same place Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. So we take the word Yira'eh and we put it together with Shalem and we get Jerusalem. But that's not how we, if you want to take it, it would say Jeruah Salem, right? It sounds a little bit like a different language. So if we take the gematria of Aleph and Hey, right, which is Yira'eh, Yud Resh, Aleph Hey is how much? 6? If you take 6, you convert it into a letter, you get Vav. So now you have two words together. You have Yerushalayim. In fact, in English, we say Jerusalem. In Hebrew, we don't call it Jerusalem. We call it Yerushalayim. So it really should be Yerushalayim. Why do we have an extra Yud? So the Yud is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud is the reference to the Shem Havaya. Right, Yud Ke Vav Ke, that there's the Yeshiva Shalmata, there's the Yeshiva Shalmala, and that the Yerushalayim that we have in this world, Baruch Hashem, that we can just hop on a plane and visit, and there's the Yerushalayim in Shamayim that resembles the Yerushalayim here on earth. So that's the Yud. The Yud is the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to divinity itself, that the city that Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, and how does the pasuk conclude? Udvar Hashem mi Yerushalayim, that all the Dvar Hashem comes from Yerushalayim. Yes, nobody would debate that all of Israel is holy. Herzliya, Caesarea, all of Israel is holy. However, Yerushalayim has a special, special place in the Torah as a place, Udvar Hashem mi Yerushalayim. Ki mit Zion teitzei Torah. Yes, we find Zion is all over. Klal Yisrael is not just found in Eretz Yisrael, but we're found in New York, New Jersey, Staten Island, everywhere we look, in the Northeast, on the West Coast, in the Midwest, in the Southeast, in the Southwest, in Miami, in Philadelphia, we have folks that are listening in Denver and in Chicago, Cincinnati, and we have folks listening on our West Coast and in Eretz Yisrael and Hungary and Japan and Germany. This is the MS. Sheer enjoyment now reaches the entire globe. But the MS is, the fact of the matter is that Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So when we take these two great people and we put them in the same room, they each are learning from each other, and they're not fighting, and they're learning compromise. It's a dovetailing what we discussed yesterday about Vahi Riv V'Miknei Avon V'Miknei Lod V'Aknani Oz V'Aretz, that when there's a disagreement between two Jews, then that's real destitution, because those folks are unable to move past their differences and they're stuck in the mud. And they're not moving anywhere. And that's when real challenges surface. So this is the message of that they took out Hotzi, the Malki Tzedek Mar Hashem, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin. He took out the importance of teaching Avraham Avinu the necessity to learn in your youth and in your elder years. And Avraham Avinu recognized in Malki Tzedek something powerful. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, Hu Kohen Lekel Elyon, that I have to also make time for learning as much as I make time for chesed. And I give everyone the bracha that when we look at this pasuk, we should look a little bit deeper into the mafarshim on it. And I welcome everyone to discuss this at the table on Shabbos. And it definitely is a great topic for discussion. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. And Bruchim Abayim to the Perlman family. We welcome you to Hillside, New Jersey. We're looking forward to spending Shabbos with you guys here. And I want to wish everyone joining us a wonderful Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. We should go, as the Pasuk says, Lech Lecha, we should go from Chayel to Chayel. We should go from strength to strength and in good health and only the very best. Have a good night.